This is the Composer's Datebook for April 18th. I'm John Zeck. It was on today's date in 1944 that the Jerome Robbins Leonard Bernstein Ballet Fancy Free was first danced by the Ballet Theater at the old Metropolitan Opera House in New York City. It was a big hit. Bernstein himself conducted, and alongside Robbins and set designer Oliver Smith, took some 20 curtain calls. Bernstein wrote, "The ballet is strictly wartime America, 1944. The curtain rises on a street corner with a lamppost, a side street bar, and New York City skyscrapers making a dizzying backdrop. Three sailors explode onto the stage. They are on 24-hour shore leave in that city and on the prowl for girls. The tale of how they meet first one, then a second girl, and how they fight over them, lose them, and in the end take off after still a third is the story of the ballet." In a curious parallel to the stage action described by Bernstein, the ballet had been first pitched to composer Morton Gould, who said he was too busy, then to Vincent Persichetti, who in turn suggested Bernstein as a third and perhaps better choice to produce a more hip, jazzy, and danceable score. Putting music, choreography, and set designs together became a logistical challenge, with Bernstein working on the East Coast, Robbins on tour elsewhere in the country, and Smith in Mexico. Bernstein made piano four-hand recordings as he completed each section of the music, and he mailed these off to his partners. His piano bench partner for those Works in Progress recordings, by the way, was none other than Aaron Copland. Composer's Datebook is supported by Progressive Insurance, small business protection for more than vehicles, with specialized coverages to protect against financial loss. More at progressivecommercial.com. Composer's Datebook is a production of APM, American Public Media, and the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.